To succeed, just let go. This is Willie Horton, exploring how we must and can take control of our state of mind and transform our lives. You're very welcome.
How do you move on with your life? How do you get on in life? How can we move forward day to day? How do we know how to move forward? How do we know where we want to go when we consider moving forward? And what is it that you want? Unanswerable questions for the normal mind. Because the first thing we need to do to move forward in our lives is to discard the past. And the normal mind can't do that, because the normal mind uses the past to enable us live the present. Now, that statement is only half true, because in fact the normal mind constantly replays the past to enable us exist in the here and now, make it through the here and now, thinking that what went on in our past is what is going on in the here and now, or a pale reflection of what is going on in the here and now. When we use our minds normally, we never experience the here and now. We only constantly rerun the past. Now, we've talked about that at length before. I've no intention of exploring it any further in this episode, because it is time to move forward. But before we go any further, I want to allude to something I said a moment ago, that if you do want to move forward, you have to discard the past. Now, people will say, but hold on, I've learned from the past. And if you stop to reflect on that, generally speaking, that isn't true. I've been working with people trying to move forward for over 30 years. And what you hear again and again and again is that people constantly make the same mistakes again and again and again. Hop from one bad job to another bad job. Hop from one abusive relationship to another abusive relationship, thinking that the far-off hills are green, when in fact they are just the far-off hills. And it isn't the far-off hills with which you need to concern yourself. It's the hill you're standing on right now, the hill on which you are prepared to live. We're not talking about being prepared to die on any hill here. We're talking about living your life to the full. Discarding the past doesn't mean figuring out what the past has done to you. It doesn't require that you go back and figure out why you've been burdened with the baggage, which most people will drag around day in, day out, very often without the realization that that is what they're doing, because it is so normal. It is so every day. They never stop to think or reflect, or indeed, most importantly, become aware of what is going on in their heads, and how what is going on in their heads is divorcing them from an experience of the reality of the here and now. What are we talking about when we talk about what's going on in our heads? Well, first and foremost, the key thing that's going on in our heads day in, day out, and indeed something of which we are generally unaware, is how we view ourselves. Now, we'll only be aware of that when we think we made a fool of ourselves, or think we have missed an opportunity by thinking too much about something that we needed to say or do, and then the opportunity has passed, even in the context of an ordinary conversation in the pub on a Friday night, when it occurs to you to say something pithy and witty, and then you think about whether it is appropriate for a little old you to say it, and by the time you've decided, yeah, I'm going to say that, add to the conversation has moved on. So it's only in situations like that that we become aware of the biggest thing that is actually holding us back from moving forward in our lives, and that is our view of ourselves. Now, of course, that isn't even true, because our view of ourselves is not our view of ourselves. It is our view of who we think we are. We've alluded to this on many occasions when I have referred to what cognitive psychology calls the conceptual self. Your personality, the person that you think you are, perceived strengths and perceived weaknesses. This is the heaviest baggage from your past. And with all the people with whom I've worked over the years, there has been a hankering to go back and figure out why I'm carrying that baggage, or what happened to me that has given me that baggage, or what did people do to me, or sometimes for me, that has given me that baggage over the years? And do I need to delve into the past, revisit the past, to figure out why I am, where I am, here and now? Now, the short answer to all of that is no. Because if we revisit the past, we tend, because of the way the normal mind works, to relive the past, amplify the past, and make matters worse by reinvigorating our normal thinking minds to keep us in our place, put us back in our box. And you know, even if you were to go back to the past to try to figure out why you are where you are now, you'll actually discover that where you are now isn't where you think you are now. It is somewhere entirely different where you to stop thinking about it and to start experiencing it. So the first thing I would say to you in relation to discarding the past is that yes, we all have baggage, but no, we don't need to understand or figure out where that baggage came from, because that baggage has nothing to do with us. It has to do with the things that people did for us, but more often than not to us when we were young and impressionable. Your baggage is not you. Now, there's a very important secondary aspect to that, and that is that if your baggage isn't you, neither is your behaviour. Very often when we judge people in life, and most importantly when we judge ourselves in life, we judge behaviour rather than the person. Behaviour comes from the way in which the normal mind regurgitates baggage. Behaviour is automatic for 96% of people, as a result of which actually one could say that misbehaviour is normal. It is the norm for 96% of people because it is always reactive and it is always based on the thinking mind regurgitating the past to enable us to make it through the present. So not only are you not who you thought you were, not only is your baggage irrelevant, your behaviour has nothing to do with who you are either. You are separate from your behaviour. Although, as we move forward in this particular conversation, you'll realise that if you begin to discover who you really are, which is the enabler for moving forward in your life, then you will realise that misbehaviour is the thing of the past, like your baggage, and you suddenly start acting in a way that is completely natural, different and effortless from the way in which you misbehaved in the past. But just before we leave the whole subject of behaviour and misbehaviour, it is important that you begin to understand and realise that if you are not your behaviour or misbehaviour, neither are other people. And it isn't that they can't help themselves. Everybody, ultimately, if they take responsibility for their own state of mind, can help themselves. But if they're operating from a normal state of mind, it is in effect that they can't help themselves. Now, as we've discussed on many occasions before, the more present you become, the more you become acquainted with the person who you really are, free of thought, the more that presence will have an impact on people who are unaware that their misbehaviour is a product of their thought too. And they could behave and experience life completely differently, were they too to discard their baggage. So first point here, the first key point, you need to discard the past, starting with dropping your baggage. Obviously, if your baggage created your misbehavior, you're not going to learn from anything that you did in the past, because it wasn't you that did it, it was your automatic behavior that created the situations in which you made mistakes, made the wrong decisions, behaved badly, did all the things that have kept you from moving forward in your life. If you are not your behavior, then you can't learn from your past behavior. Now, this is important because over the years, many people have said to me, I can't trust myself to make decisions with regard to moving forward, because of all the bad decisions that I've made in the past. How can I learn from those bad decisions? Let's unpick that particular conversation. Because the bad decisions that we made in the past from our automatic way of thinking, as I've just said, are not our decisions. Bad decisions are made by the thinking, automatic, normal, crazy mind. We can't learn from those bad decisions. We can't learn from the things that we have done in the past, other than, as a wise online program said to the assembled multitudes on a Wednesday evening program owner Zoom a couple of years ago, the one thing that we can learn from our past mistakes is to make no more mistakes. We can't learn from the detail of our past mistakes, but we learn that in moving forward, we shouldn't be making mistakes at all. Now, is that humanly possible? Well, the answer is yes. Because as a free-flowing, non-thinking being, human, you are able to do just what you need to do in the right way at the right time, because you know what's going on, because you're present and you have left the past behind. Now, the first question many people will have on the tip of their tongues in relation to discarding the past is, how can I do that? Because, for example, if I'm a 45-year-old adult, well, first of all, actually, I'm a 45-year-old child, because people don't grow up or grow wise, people grow old if they're using their minds normally. But if I'm a 45-year-old individual, I have been using my mind in a particular automatic way since I was 12 or 13 years of age. And that person who I thought I was, my conceptual self, my personality, has been my fellow traveller, my companion. Now, that person hasn't been your friend. It has simply been your means of making it through the day, as a result of which it has kept you on a particular track, in a particular box, kept you from moving beyond the herd, thinking that you need to be part of the herd, belong to a tribe, because in evolutionary times that was all safe and secure. Your conceptual self or your personality, your fellow traveller, has actually been sabotaging you all of your life up to, in this example, your 45th or 46th year. So even though your conceptual self or personality is your fellow traveller, what got you to where you are is not going to get you to where you could be in life. Now, I didn't say where you want to be, because most people don't know where they want to be, but we'll come back to that in a minute. So let's pause for a moment, because where you are now has nothing to do with the baggage that has got you to where you are. It has nothing to do with the personality that has got you to where you are, because where you are is not where you think you are. It's really important. Where you are is where you really are if you stop to allow yourself slow down and experience the reality of the moment by seeing, feeling, hearing, smelling, and tasting where you are. That's the reality of the moment. It has nothing to do with where you think you are. Secondly, where you are now is the starting point for your moving forward in your life. Where you have come from is no guide to where you can go. Thirdly, the point to which I alluded a moment ago in the context of moving forward in your life, you move forward one now at a time. You don't need to know where you want to go. Now, in reflecting on what I've just said, alarm bells are going to ring for so many people. What about my plans? What about my goals? What about my objectives? What about even my to-do list for today? How can I move forward if I don't know the direction in which I want to go? You're never going to know what you want, because wanting involves the thinking mind. The thinking mind comes from the past and will always anchor you to what the thinking mind thinks is realistic. You probably need to go and listen to that again, because there's so many things inherent in that single sentence. People will often say, well, I need to set goals for myself that are realistic. No, you don't. You set your mind to achieving what is best for you. That is how the world really works. That is how we move forward. And we don't need to concern ourselves or worry about where we'll be in 5 years' time or in 5 weeks' time. We need to concern ourselves, if concern is even the right word, about where we are in the here and now. Everything flows from the here and now. If I know where I am in the here and now, I know who I am. Suddenly I begin to discover that I'm not who I thought I was, that the travelling companion to which I referred a minute ago was indeed a saboteur, somebody who was getting in my way, somebody who told me, well, you've never moved forward in the past, how are you going to move forward in the future? You've never achieved any of your grand goals in the past, how are you going to achieve them in the future? You have constantly tripped yourself up in the past. How are you going to liberate yourself in the future? That's why we need to discard our past. That's why we need to park our thinking mind. Put it in neutral. If you put it in neutral, it'll eventually just drift away. Now, if you've had a traveling companion for 30 or 40 years, how do you suddenly discard all that experience, discard all that learning? Or is it even wise to discard the experience and learning? Well, again, let's go back to what we said a minute ago. You may have in your life 30 or 40 or 50 years experience, but it's bad experience because it was experienced through thought, through the self-limiting thoughts that you have, the self-limiting beliefs, if you like. So, you know, when cognitive psychology says that we learn everything about our world and our place in it, particularly in the third year of our lives, but then up to the age of 12 or 13, after which our attentional spotlight turns off, in effect, ensuring that we learn nothing new after the age of 12 or 13, your apparent life experiences as an adult, filtered through what you learned about yourself when you were young and impressionable, aren't really worth relying upon at all. They're not real experiences. They are things filtered through thought that have confirmed and reconfirmed to you that you can't move forward in your life. Even the learning that people will accumulate as a result of a profession, an architect, a doctor, an accountant, that learning is filtered through how they think about themselves, who they think they are. And that's why you'll have doctors making mistakes, architects building bridges that collapse, accountants looking at a balance sheet and not realizing that the business that they're auditing is actually going down the drain, and consequently being negligent in the pursuit of their profession. Even professional learning isn't real learning. And that's why I said a minute ago that to move forward in your life, you stop and experience the reality of the here and now. If you do that, remember I said a minute ago that you should slow down, reflect, and experience what you're seeing, feeling, hearing, smelling, and tasting. If you do that, 40, 50, 60, or even 80 years of age, some of my online program owners are in their 80s, and were in their 80s when they signed up in the first place. If you do that today, it will be the start of your new life. It may well be the first time since you are 2 or 3 years old that you have really clearly experienced the reality of the here and now. This is the importance of meditation, because that is what we do when we sit down to meditate. We come to our senses. We allow ourselves experience the reality of the moment. Now, more often than not, in traditional meditation, that is done eyes closed. And that, in a certain way, makes it more difficult to experience what our senses are telling us, because being able to see what's going on is actually an important part of experiencing the reality of the here and now. And that is why I often, or always, suggest to people with whom I work that sooner or later, after they've got into a regular practice of traditional eyes closed meditation, that they spend a little time doing nothing, sitting somewhere, watching the world go by, seeing, feeling, hearing, smelling, and tasting where they are, immersing themselves in the reality of the here and now. And the number of people who have come back to me and said, I learned more about myself and this world in the few minutes or couple of hours that I sat doing nothing than I had in the entirety of my life up to the here and now. And that is obviously for starters, because in the entirety of their life, up to the time they started taking control of their state of mind, they'd experienced nothing, as we said a few minutes ago. They'd learned nothing. They were drifting, existing from one day to the next on automatic pilot. We need to come to our senses in the here and now to move forward. We move forward one here and now at a time. And you see, this is something that an awful lot of people, using their mind normally, obviously, can't get their head around. They think they need 5-year plans. They think they need objectives for this year. And that, unfortunately, is the way the business world works as well. You need to meet your budgets and targets for this month, this quarter, this half, and this year. Unfortunately, the world is caught in this frenzy of thinking that we know what we need to do to move forward, thinking that we can control what is going to happen tomorrow or the day after, and thinking that we can do in the future when we can't even do in the present. You cannot control the future. You cannot control the present. You cannot control anything in your life with one major exception. And this one exception is the one thing that will actually change your life. You can control what's going on in your own head, because it is your own head. You can take responsibility for what is going on in your own head by stopping the noise that's going on in your own head, by coming into the present moment and experiencing what you see, feel, hear, smell, and taste in the present moment. You can control your own emotions, so to speak. You can take control of your own state of mind. And that will liberate you from everything that has stopped you moving forward. More than that, it will enable you move forward effortlessly. One now. And I need to elaborate on that, because as I said a minute ago, people will say, what about my plans for this year? What about my goals and targets and objectives, which are all future-based? What about having goals for big things to happen to me in my life? Well, none of the big things will ever happen to you in your life if you don't turn up to the big thing that is happening in your life in the here and now, and that is your life. Your life is lived in this moment. And if you don't turn up to this moment, you're not going to turn up to the next one. So when opportunity knocks, you're going to be lost in thought and you'll miss the opportunity. I recollect a number of years ago, an online program owner, when he bought the online program first, saying to us on a Wednesday evening that he wanted to move on from the business that he had owned for 20 years, simply by virtue of his getting older and not being able to do the work that was involved in his business. And that he'd been looking for other business opportunities, but there were none out there. 2 weeks later, he was on the program owner Zoom and he said, in the last working week, I came across 5 opportunities, one each working day. I only thought there weren't opportunities out there. It's funny how you spot opportunities when you open your eyes. It's like someone else said to us on one of those Zooms, I've been stuck in my life for years, never moving forward. And I felt before I joined the online program that I was drowning. But having opened my eyes, I realized that I wasn't drowning at all. In fact, I'm swimming in a sea of opportunity. Opportunity is knocking all of the time. Synchronicity is happening all of the time. We can't see it when we are in survival mode, using our minds normally. We think, and that is the rock on which we perish, that we're going to come across opportunities in the future. And yes, there will be opportunities in the future, but if you're not present in the here and now, you're not going to be present in the future when the opportunity arises. This now sets you up for the next now, in exactly the same way in which your traveling companion, all of your adult life up to the time you decided to yourself, well, I'm going to take control of my state of mind and discard the past and let my traveling companion go away. In the same way as your traveling companion up to that point in time has always ensured that you didn't spot opportunities that would take you out of the comfort zone that has enabled you survive from one day to the next without taking risk, or what the thinking mind would consider to be risk. We're covering an awful lot of ground here, but there are really only a couple of essentials. Number one, you can only move forward if you come into the present. Number two, if you come into the present, you're going to move forward one now at a time, and you're going to, as a result of being present, know what's going on, know what you need to do, know what you need to avoid doing, know what you need to say, know when to keep your mouth shut, and know how to do what needs to be done without having to think about it, and then just doing it effortlessly. Coming into the here and now is a recipe for success like your thinking mind could never imagine. That's why I talked about the con of realistic earlier on. You don't have to be realistic in imagining what is best for you in your life. You just have to imagine it and let it happen. And we let it happen only one now at a time. Regardless of what you have to do right now, whether it is washing the dishes, cleaning the toilet, making a presentation, picking up the children, getting the dinner, making a sale, driving from here to there, regardless of what you have to do now, this is what you have to do now. And if you don't do wholeheartedly, body and soul, what you're doing now, how are you going to do what you need to do in a here and now where an opportunity arises? You have to become practiced at being present in the here and now. The easiest way to start that is to meditate in the morning. The easiest way to experience that during the course of the day is to immerse yourself in whatever the task in hand happens to be in the here and now, no matter how mundane that task in hand might appear to be. Because if we immerse ourselves in the here and now when it doesn't really matter, or when we think it doesn't really matter, we're going to become so practiced at being present in the here and now that we will effortlessly be present and alert in a here and now when an opportunity arises that we can grasp without thinking about it and do what we need to do effortlessly, an opportunity that will move us forward in our life. We move forward in life by putting our best foot forward now, one now at a time. And as we put our best foot forward one now at a time, the path forward becomes clear. It only emerges as a result of our presence. It doesn't emerge as a result of your thinking what you'd like to do in the future or planning to do it. It emerges one now at a time. Your life is going to change beyond recognition if you turn up to this here and now, right now.
You've been listening to Succeed, Just Let Go. Hope you've got a little something to help you transform your life today.